This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Right now, Hurricane Idalia already lashing Florida as the major storm strengthens toward the Gulf Coast. Tonight, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina now under states of emergency. Plus, the new advisory just in from the National Hurricane Center. What it says, and here are tonight's headlines. Millions under evacuation orders ahead of the unprecedented storm set to make landfall tomorrow morning. With the National Weather Service warning no one has seen a hurricane like this.
If you have the opportunity to evacuate and you can, please do.
Bringing down drug prices, the new White House effort to cut the cost of 10 medicines, including some for diabetes and cancer.
For too long, drug makers have made a fortune while patients like me live in constant fear, wondering how we pay for our medicine.
An international operation took down one of the most dangerous cybersecurity threats on the web.
By stopping Quackbot and dismantling Quackbot, we're saving consumers and victims tens of millions of dollars of losses.
The University of Arkansas is working with the Department of Health to identify an E. coli outbreak among students.
When a 911 call comes in about this school in New Jersey, new security software shows staff and emergency responders exactly where the crisis is unfolding in real time. Can this security software save lives?
There's no doubt in my mind that this system will save lives.
This is about how women are seen and valued in this world.
And honoring Billie Jean King and the decades-long fight for equal pay.
Women's tennis is the leader in women's sports.
Go for it. Yes!
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday night. And we come on the air with breaking news and the new storm track from the National Hurricane Center. Hurricane Idalia is now a Category 2, packing sustained winds near 100 miles per hour, and it's gaining strength. The life-threatening storm set to make landfall first thing tomorrow morning, but parts of Florida are already getting heavy rain and winds right now. Extremely warm water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico, largely from climate change and those persistent heat domes this summer, are fueling this hurricane. Forecasters predict that this storm could turn catastrophic, wiping out coastal communities along a section of the Gulf Coast And it could be, and it probably will be, the strongest storm to hit what's called the Big Bend region ever. And we're now learning Idalia will also hit Georgia and possibly South Carolina as a hurricane. Millions are under evacuation orders in 30 counties with life-threatening storm surge of 10 to 15 feet expected in some areas. So to truly get a sense of the size of this storm, take a look at this image from space. It spans some 400 miles wide. We have team coverage with CBS's Omar Villafranca starting us off from Crystal River, Florida, where they are just hours away from feeling the hurricane's full force. Good evening, Omar.
Good evening. We're starting to see some rain here in north central Florida. But for residents who stay behind, the Citrus County Sheriff just told me that once sustained winds reach 45 miles an hour, his deputies cannot safely go out. So if a resident has a problem, they're going to have to wait until after the storm passes.
Idalia's initial impact was felt from the Florida Keys up to Tampa. High winds, heavy rains, and some flooding. The eye of the storm is taking aim at the Big Bend region of Florida's Gulf Coast, which is bracing for hurricane-force winds of at least 111 miles per hour. Authorities urgently telling residents in mobile homes and areas prone to flooding to get out now.
The one consistent response from everyone who made the decision to stay is that I will never do that again. So understand that Mother Nature wins every time.
In Crystal River, Florida, Dirk Randolph and Amanda Chilcott, along with their dog Lucy, are not taking any chances, with the deadly storm surge expected to reach nearly 15 feet in some areas.
I'm not worried about the winds. I'm worried about the water. So the water raising, like, that's going to come in the house. It's, you know, it's going to ruin your car.
Evacuation orders have been issued for more than two dozen counties. In Cedar Key, there's only one bridge to get on and off the island. Some fear those staying behind could be trapped after the storm.
This is my first one where I'm, like, really concerned.
Preparing for the worst, patients are being moved out of hospitals and care centers. Close to 100 of the most vulnerable have been evacuated to higher ground.
Being safe is the appropriate thing, and erring on the side of caution is the appropriate thing.
Ted Scouten with our CBS station in Miami is in the Florida Keys.
Storm surge is expected to be a foot or two, so add that to everything. And what they're concerned about here is flooding. You can see in this area here, water has already come over the seawall. Earlier today, we were actually back by the wall, and there was no water here. Now it's completely filled.
It's pretty scary. It's kind of crazy. We've never been down here, and this is quite an experience for our first time in Key West.
5,500 National Guard troops are staging in Florida, ready to do search and rescue. But emergency managers are really concerned about widespread power outages after the storm. And that's why 25,000 power crews are standing by, ready to restore power once the storm has passed and it's safe to do so. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you. There's important new information from a new track that is just coming out. So let's bring in meteorologist Mike Seidel from our partners at the Weather Channel. He's in Tampa. Good evening, Mike. So tell us about these changes.
Good evening, Nora. Yes, since yesterday, the track is a little farther west as it comes on shore. The key here is it takes Tampa Bay out of a direct hit. But meanwhile, let's look at it on the satellite loop. It has gone crazy today. Quick strengthening from a tropical storm this morning. Less than 12 hours later, it's a Category 2 hurricane. It makes landfall as a major dangerous hurricane, a Category 3 tomorrow morning. Then it shoots right up the coast. It's not going to lollygag and stall. So the rainfall amounts still heavy, not 20 to 30 inches. We're talking generally 4 to 8 inches. It'll weaken to a tropical storm as we get into tomorrow night and Thursday. But again, along its path, flash flooding, power outages, and a few spin-ups. The big story, I think, by far is going to be the storm surge. This part of the Gulf Coast, very susceptible because it's very shallow. Look at the Big Bend, 10 to 15 feet. That's above normally high ground. Just imagine a wall of water coming in. It's going to be destructive, catastrophic, and certainly more life-threatening.
Mike Seidel, with all that important new information, thank you. So what does that life-threatening storm surge look like? Let's bring in Weather Channel meteorologist Greg Postel.
As extremely dangerous Hurricane Idalia closes in on the North Florida shoreline later on tonight and early tomorrow morning, expect life-threatening, indeed catastrophic storm surge flooding. Hudson, Florida, for example, might be a location that gets over 9 feet of water over normally dry ground in a reasonable worst-case scenario. Everywhere here shaded in red, with water rises 9 feet above, that could easily inundate the first floors of homes and businesses. Now let me show you what that looks like. Let's bring that water up from 3 to 6 to above 9 feet. It's all going to happen so fast. Imagine that, 9+ feet of water. This is truly unsurvivable, and exactly why we tell you to make sure you follow the advice, the evacuation orders from the local officials, and the latest forecast from the National Hurricane Center.
That is scary. Greg Postel, thank you. Back here in Washington, the Biden administration made a major announcement that could impact the price you pay for prescription drugs. 10 medications treating illnesses like diabetes and even cancer will be subject to price negotiations under Medicare. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports drug makers are criticizing the plan.
Catherine Bristol says she sometimes has to choose between buying groceries or her diabetes medication, which can cost up to $200 a month.
I shouldn't have to choose between my medicine to keep me not going blind, not eating, or dipping into my rent.
The drug Catherine is using, Januvia, is one of the 10 chosen that could see prices slashed in negotiations between the government and drug manufacturers. About 9 million seniors in Medicare's prescription drug program used one or more of the drugs last year, paying $3.4 billion out of pocket.
This is a long time in coming.
It's the U.S. government's strongest ever attempt to tackle the high cost of prescription drugs.
We're going to keep standing up to Big Pharma, and we're not going to back down.
If drug companies refuse to negotiate, they'll face new taxes or be forced to withdraw from Medicare and Medicaid. The industry's top trade group hit back, saying the plan is focused on short-term political gain rather than what's best for patients. But in the coming years, additional drugs are expected to be chosen for price negotiation. Wall Street analysts say one could be the popular drug Ozempic, used for weight loss. Savings for the 10 announced today won't come until 2026, but for Bristol, it'll be worth the wait.
It would be very helpful. I don't have to choose then. I could go straight and get that medicine if the price go down enough.
Polls show Americans overwhelmingly support having the federal government negotiate for lower prices, but at least 6 drug companies and their trade group are suing to stop the plan, arguing Medicare doesn't have the authority to negotiate. Nora?
An important story. Thank you, Ed O'Keefe. New details tonight in that shooting that led to the lockdown at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill yesterday. 34-year-old Tai Lei Chi is now charged with first-degree murder and is being held without bail. The graduate student from China is accused of killing Zhu Jiayin. That's his associate professor and the leader of his research group. Police have not found the 9mm handgun used, and they still don't know a motive. Tonight, the Department of Justice says the FBI led an international takedown of a notorious hacking network responsible for infecting hundreds of thousands of computers with ransomware and causing hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. It's a big story. CBS's Jeff Begay's reports ransomware attacks on vital U.S. facilities are rapidly growing.
The FBI called it Operation Duck Hunt, a worldwide investigation to take down the notorious Quackbot hacking network. Cyber experts say that it is malware originating in Russia, which has infected more than 700,000 computers worldwide.
This operation is going to protect our country and our economy immensely.
Quackbot infected computers through booby-trapped emails containing malicious links. Once infected, a victim computer became part of a vast network used by cyber criminals to commit financial fraud or deploy ransomware. Ransomware is booming. U.S. banks processed nearly $1.2 billion in ransomware payments in 2021. Recent targets included hospital chain Prospect Medical Holdings, which was forced to shut down some hospital services after it was hacked by a ransomware group that stole patient data and even tried to sell it on the dark web.
This is a terrorist attack as far as I'm concerned.
Frank Marcella is an emergency room nurse at Connecticut's Waterbury Hospital.
It took a lot longer for orders to get through. It took a lot longer for nurses to find out what the doctors wanted. It took a lot longer for the sending and receiving of labs and the results.
Unfortunately, with these kinds of cyber attacks, most people don't even know that their computers have been hijacked by ransomware attacks. So to protect yourself, don't forget to use strong passwords and two-step verification. That's where you get a text making sure that it's you. But most importantly, Nora, slow down and think before you click.
The FBI doing important work. Jeff Begays, thank you. The family of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan is blasting a Russian TV network for airing new images of Whelan inside a penal colony, calling it the worst sort of propaganda. David Whelan says this is the first time he's seen of his brother since June of 2020 when he was convicted in Russia on what the U.S. calls bogus spying charges. Earlier this month, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone with Paul Whelan, assuring him the U.S. is trying to bring him home. We want to turn now to the unwanted kiss that has ignited a Me Too moment in Spain. That country's entire women's soccer team says it won't play again until its top soccer official resigns after he forced a kiss on the lips of its star player. We get more now from CBS's Chris Livesay.
The stunning moment that tainted a World Cup soccer victory. Luis Rubiales, the president of Spain's Soccer Federation, kissing star forward Jennifer Hermoso on the mouth, a kiss he says was consensual, a claim she flatly denies. Again and again, Rubiales hasn't only defied calls to step down, he's doubled down. At one point shouting repeatedly, "I will not resign." Today, players on the World Championship team voiced their solidarity with their teammate. "I will not let anything tarnish that we are World Cup champions," said Olga Carmona. But the controversy and Rubiales' defiance have sparked a Me Too moment in Spain, with professional men's players donning the new movement's hashtag Se Acabó, it's over, for inequality and abuse. And women's soccer as far afield as the U.S. showing its support for Hermoso with wristbands. Spain's government is also drawing a line. Its minister of sports saying, "No more obstacles for women in sports. It's over." Prosecutors are now investigating whether Rubiales' kiss was a criminal act. Rubiales has found support in his hometown, his mother on hunger strike at the local church, and residents like this one saying it was just a kiss. But for these players and the movement that's been unleashed, it was a lot more than that. Chris Livesay, CBS News, Rome.
Tonight, we continue with our series, School Matters. As students head back to class, keeping kids safe remains one of the top concerns. Last year, 40 people were killed and 100 injured in school shootings across the U.S. CBS's Meg Oliver takes a look at an innovative program used in nearly 2,000 schools across the country.
When an emergency happens in a school, response time is critical.
How much time are you saving here?
Minutes. We're about a 60% reduction in response time.
Ivo Allen is the founder of 911 Inform, security software designed to connect staff on site, dispatchers, and first responders simultaneously for anything from a fight to a health issue to gun violence immediately.
So we basically connect into the phones in the building, the camera system, the HVAC, all the technology that's in the building.
That instant access can be life-saving. 911 Inform works by notifying school staff before the phone even rings at 911 dispatch.
There are no students in the school right now, but you're going to give us an example. So you dial the 911.
Right, so I'm going to dial 911. So our system instantaneously picked up, notified exactly where I called. So if you look here,
can you see inside that classroom?
I can click on that classroom. I can view. And there's a 360. Within one touch, I can lock down that building.
Lockdown.
Police departments receive the system for free when a district signs up.
What kind of pressure do you feel in terms of keeping students safe?
It's pretty much what I think about all day long.
In 2019, school resource officer Chris Sandman brought the software to Morris County Vocational School in New Jersey after a chaotic lockdown.
There's no doubt in my mind that this system will save lives.
Meg Oliver, CBS News, Denville, New Jersey.
An alarming E. coli outbreak tied to the University of Arkansas. Some hospitalized. Those details next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Health officials are investigating an outbreak of E. coli poisoning tied to the University of Arkansas. About 100 students have reported symptoms, and at least five have been hospitalized. That includes two 19-year-old sorority sisters who reportedly have kidney failure. Officials say the outbreak does not appear to be connected to the school's dining facilities. A water main burst in the heart of New York City. That's next. A water main break flooded Times Square today. A large pipe, 127 years old, burst with water pouring into the streets above the city's busiest underground subway station. An estimated 1.8 million gallons of water escaped through the broken pipe. The U.S. Open honors an icon of the game on a special anniversary of equality. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Monday's opening night at the U.S. Open was filled with great tennis and an even greater tribute to a true legend of the game. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
Billie Jean King's grit on the court was legendary, but it was her fight off it 50 years ago that changed sports forever. After winning the U.S. Open in 1972, the tennis icon threatened to boycott the following year over equal pay, rallying her fellow female players to do the same. It worked, and the tournament became the first sporting event in the world to award the same prize money to male and female competitors.
We have set the standard for so many other sports, especially women's sports.
Her legacy recognized at the start of this year's Open by former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Let us remember that all of this is far bigger than a champion's paycheck. This is about how women are seen and valued in this world.
A tribute fit for a king. Nancy Chen, CBS News, New York.
Well, Billie Jean King started a movement, and there is still more work to be done. That is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.